Courtney Upshaw, welcome back to Tuscaloosa. I hope you're doing well.
Yes, sir. I'm doing great. You know, after winning the championship and then coming in my rookie year winning Super Bowl, man, I mean, can't beat that.
No, it's hard to beat. What are you doing with all that jewelry?
Oh, man, it's put up. Actually, don't know where that. My girlfriend got it hidden from me.
Uh-oh. Now, you know she hadn't ran from it, has she?
No, sir. Okay. She got it put up in the house.
Okay, good. What? Let me ask you, making that transition from Alabama to the NFL, what's been the struggles? What's been the hardest part about it? What's been the easy part about it, playing under a system like Nick Saban?
Well, the easy part is, coming to a tradition like the Ravens where they're winning and always in the hunt, you know, to be able to, you know, go play the championship. You know, just last year was the first time, I think, under Harbaugh was the first time we didn't make the playoffs. So that's been the easiest part. The hardest part has been being able to, you know, transition from doing something differently than what I did playing under Coach Saban.
You grew up in this state. What was it like to play for the University of Alabama? Did you grow up an Alabama fan? Let me get that out of the way first. Did you grow up an Alabama fan?
Yes, sir. I've always been an Alabama fan, but once Nick Saban came in, there's no way I was going to go anyplace else.
So what was it like growing up as an Alabama fan and then going to Alabama but reaching the pinnacle of college football and winning a championship?
Well, I mean, my town, you follow Alabama, man, full of Auburn fans. So, we always see Auburn flags and everybody talking about Auburn, you know, and they was going on their little run of beating Alabama for a good stretch. That's all they talked about. So being able to be recruited and then getting there and winning two championships, I mean, it made it even better.
All right, so I'm also from a town that's full of Auburn people as well, and it's not very comfortable to go back there right now, Courtney. You haven't been back to UFAL this summer, have you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I always go back whenever I have time to. They all Courtney Upshaw fans, so, I mean, at the end of the day, that's all that matters, you know, that they support me in whatever I do, and me being a role model for the young kid, that's all that matters.
Well, but you know what I was referring to is these Auburn fans, they want to ask us over and over and over, do you have a second? Do you have a second? Well, sure, we do. We've got many national titles, but they're referring to something else. It's a unique rivalry. Have you found one in the NFL that's similar to the Alabama and Auburn game in college football? Have you found one in the NFL?
Definitely the Ravens and the Steelers. Being here my rookie year, you know, you kind of felt it. You know, going down there to Pittsburgh and them coming here, you know, we always want to, you know, play our best when we play them. And, you know, it was the same playing in Alabama against Auburn. You know, we always want to come out with that dub and do anything it took to get that win.
Let me talk about coming off. You won the national title. You was an All-American in 2011. The sting from 2010 is sort of the sting that Alabama players right now are experiencing coming off of the 2010 season where you didn't reach those goals, those expectations. Can you almost put yourself in their shoes the way that they've worked hard throughout the offseason to get ready for the upcoming year?
Of course. You know, being on that team where we had, you know, like guys like Julio and Mark Ingram and Marcel who went on to the NFL after that year, and then being able to get back to the championship without those guys, it just shows the thing that Coach Saban, Coach Smart, and those guys there, you know, all the new coaches, you know, what they can do, you know, and just they all need to just buy in and, you know, just be on the same page, go out and compete for one another, and just be a team and continue to do what they've been doing and going out winning games.
Courtney Upshaw right now, the All-American at the University of Alabama, current Baltimore Raven. How in touch do you stay with some of the current players here in Tuscaloosa?
I talk to a lot of the guys, you know, especially some of the guys that I had the honor to play with that's still on the team. A few of the guys, David Dixon and a couple of those guys. Some of the new guys, you know, I follow a few of them on Twitter, you know, and I'm one of the guys that always finding, you know, things about Alabama, you know, on AL.com and those networks and Bama Online and stuff like that. So I keep up with the team.
Absolutely. Well, listen, obviously we do a radio show here in Tuscaloosa. We talk 3 hours of Alabama football, feature a lot of All-Americans like yourself, and one of the fun things that we like to do, sort of get you to analyze the upcoming season. I'm sure we'll try to reconnect at some point during the season to talk some more Alabama football. But do you have any expectations for Alabama in 2014?
Just to win a championship. I mean, I always, you know, have high expectations for that university, for that coaching staff and the players down there. And I'm always going to continue to represent it, you know, and just be a proud alumni.
Absolutely. Let me talk about Nick Saban for just a couple of minutes. When you had a chance to play for him, and we see a lot of negative comments towards Nick Saban. You know, he didn't do this or he didn't do this. And I know they always pick on the guy at the top, but having a chance to play for Nick Saban, what type of person is he? What type of coach is he?
I think he's a great guy. I remember being recruited by him, coming down to my hometown a couple times, and, you know, talking to all the, you know, the people who, you know, was happy to just have somebody, you know, just to come down and, you know, of his, you know. But at the end of the day, I mean, he's a great coach. Like I said, he just got to buy into what he, you know, he's trying to get out of you. And, you know, I remember sitting in his office, he's standing, he was going to get me to graduate from college, and that's one of the things I did. And now I'm in the NFL, and I, you know, can only thank Nick Saban for giving me the opportunity by recruiting me and getting me to Alabama.
Did you get it early on? How long did it take you to get what Nick Saban was trying to get inside to Courtney Upshaw, the process of making you, for one, a better person, but a better football player, and then someone that can play on Sunday afternoon? How long did it take you to get that Nick Saban was trying to preach the correct message?
Well, I mean, just sitting in his office, but honestly, it was one day on the field where, you know, he sent me over to the scout team for a couple plays, and I was over there like, man, I can't do this, you know, being on the scout team, because, you know, I wanted to be on the field. And since that day on, you know, I always pride myself on, you know, changing my attitude and being a, you know, a team person and not being selfish. And, you know, it just took that one time for him to yell at me and send me over to the scout team to make me see that, you know, he's doing the things for me to be a, you know, a better player on and off the field.